Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, and for a continued refuah shlema for David Meir ben Mindel. Tisha B'Av's daf was daf Lamed Beis. We left off at Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis on the bottom at the two dots. Haba Lachos Alachos Aviv. So our Mishnah had stated that if you are engaged in a Chayiv Krisus act, you are Chayiv money. And yet the Mishnah Makos says if you have relations with a girl who you chayev karis with, you also get lashes for that. So how could you get both lashes and money? That's the kash. Or remini, haba lachos alachos aviv, you pay. Remini, elohin alokin, haba lachos alachos aviv, alachos imo, alachos ishto, alachos achi aviv, v'al hanido. So all the chayev krisos, our Mishnah says you pay knas, and the Mishnah Makos says you get malchus. So how could you get both? So over today's daf and tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to present three answers to this kasha. The first one is Ula. Amar Ula, lo kasha. Kan ba'achoso nara, kan ba'achoso bulgaris. If she's a nara, you pay and no lashes. If she's a bulgaris where there's no knas, then you get lashes. It says, ma'achoso bulgaris nami. Ha'yekaboshu subagam. How could you say a bulgaris gets lashes? She has to pay. Yeah, he has to pay her also for Boshas Ubagam, not just for the Knas. There's also her embarrassment and how much she's worth less as a slave going from a Besula to Be'ula. So he has to pay that too. Answer the Gemara. Beshota, we're talking about a girl who is not mentally capable. Therefore, there's no Boshas. There's also no Pagam because she's not going to be sold as a slave. Ask the Gemara. What about, right, every person who does Chavala, if you injure somebody else, you got to pay Boshas Pagam and Tsar. Answer the Gemara, b'mefuta. If it's a seduction case, so she agreed to it, so then you don't have to pay tzar because she agreed to it. Says the Gemara, hashdas lahachi, if you tell me we're talking about a seduction case, afil temachos nara, you could even say she's a nara, b'yusoma u'mefuta. If she has no father and it's seduction, so then the payment's going to go to her, and since it's seduction, so she doesn't have to pay for the tzar. She's mochelas on everything. And she's also mochel on the boshes of pagam because she did it willingly. So then, in this case also, the knas and the boshes of pagam all belong to her, and he doesn't have to pay her knas because since she agreed to it, so then you don't have to pay knas to the father. It goes to her. There is no father. She's a yosoma. It goes to her, and by a seduction case, she's mochel. It says more alma kasava ula. If there's ever a chiv, like by a regular nara, so Ula said that by a regular nara, where there's a chiv of money and malchus, so you only pay the money and you don't get the lashes. Ask the Gemara, minale l'ulaha. How did Ula know this? That whenever you chayv mamon and malchus, so then you only pay money, but you're not chayv the malchus. Gomer michol v'mechaver. Machol v'mechaver dika mamon u'malchus. Mamona Mishal Mikol Olaki, just like if you damage your friend, you injure your friend. There's a chi of money, right? Nezek Tzai, Ribosh, Evaz, Boshas. Five things you have to pay if you damage somebody. And there's lashes because of Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef, that you're not allowed to hit somebody. So you get Malchus. Mamona Mishal Mikol Olaki, Afkol Heredika, Mamona Malchus, Mamona Mishal Mikol Olaki. So to anywhere where there's a chi of money and Malchus, so you only pay the money, you don't have to pay the Malchus. So first, the Gemara later on is going to say how we know by Chol B'Chaver, that's true. But first, Gemara says, if it's just a Mamatzinu, I can ask a question against that. Ma l'Chol B'Chaver, shkein chayv b'chamisha dvarim. Maybe the reason why you pay money by Chol B'Chaver is because it's a very strict punishment. You have five things. Nezek tzar, ripush, sheves, poshes. The doctor bills, the laid off work, the pain, the damages, and the... and the embarrassment. It's five things. V'imamona l'kula, and if money is more lenient than lashes, interesting, havamin of the Gemara, the Chasam Sofer talks about what kind of havamin is that, that money is less severe than lashes, but anyway, and if money is less severe than lashes, so then you have to come up with a leniency. So then, cholo b'chaver has a leniency, that's why we let you get away with paying money there, because we know that bezdin zalata give lashes to the guy. So Chol B'Chaver is actually mutter in some cases. So it's more lenient. So that's why you can pay money over there. But you can't learn that out to the case of rape. It says, Gemara, Elagama me'edim zoma. We don't learn Chol B'Chaver. We learn it from the case of Edim Zoma. Edom Zomim Dika Mamon Umalkus, right? Let's say a guy tries to two Edom. They're liars. And they come to try to be Mechayev a guy money and Malkus. Let's say they come to be Mechayev a guy money. So then they have to pay money. And they also have to pay Malkus because they testified falsely. And there's a pasuk, Losana Barecha Eid Shakar. At this point, the Gemara thinks you get lashes for that. The Mona Mashal Mikolo Lucky. Adam Zoman pay money, they don't get the lashes. I've called the Mamma Malkus, Mamma Mashal Mikolo Lucky. So we learn out also the onus of Mafata that wherever there's a chi of Mamma Malkus, so you have to pay money and you don't get the lashes. Ask the Gemara, Mal Adam Zoman, she can't end in Srikhan Hasra, but Adam Zoman have a strictness that you don't have to warn them. Even Mona Lukulu, and if money is a leniency, she came lo asu maise. So Adam Zoman, maybe you get away with money because they didn't do an action, they just spoke. Ella says the Gemara, Gamar Mitavayu. Says the Gemara, Ula learns out that whenever you have Mamun and Malkus, you pay money, and there's no Malkus from a combination of Chol B'chaver Edom Zomim. Each one by itself can't teach you because of the leniency or the strictness, but the two of them together don't have each other's leniencies and don't have each other's strictnesses. Says the Gemara, Matz, Adashav Shavan, Tikkum Mamun and Malkus, Mamun and Mishalam, Gololaki, both of them are Chayv Mamun and Malkus. You only pay money and there's no lashes. Av Kol Hechadikum Mamun and Malkus, Mamun and Mishalam, Gololaki. Anywhere where there's money and lashes, you only have to pay money and there's no lashes. Ask the Gemara, Malat Sad Asavish Abhan Shekin Yesh Bahan Sad Chomor. Vim Amon Lakulu Shekin Yesh Bahan Sad Kal. But both of these things have a Chumra and both of them have a Kula. So Tosa says, what? Both? Of course they both have a Chumra. We just got finished saying that. And we said, but each one doesn't have each other's Chumra and each one doesn't have each other's Kula. So the two of them together you could learn. So what does this mean that we're rejecting the Mamatzin because they both have a tzad chomer? Take a look in Tosus, bottom Tosus. Shkin yesh ben tzad chomer. Kasha dimkein lo nilman od me tzad hashava b'shem makom. If you're going to tell me tzad chomer is a reason to reject a Mamatzinu, so then there's no such thing as a tzad hashava. A tzad hashava is exactly that. You take the chomer from one and the chomer from the other. Yeah, they both have a tzad chomer. That's true. Da akulu ikal mifrachi tzad chomer tzad ka v'niraleri. It's a very strange chumra. So apparently, the fact that it's chay b'chamisha dvarim is mishuna. The fact that it's there's no maisa by idem zom is mishuna. The fact that you're allowed to do it in bezin the hutum mechlalo. So all these things are mishuna. That's the way Tosas understands. Anyway, says the Gemara, Ella, so Ula doesn't learn from a Mamatzin, Ula has a Gzera Shava. El Ula tachas, tachas Gamar. He doesn't learn a Mamatzin from Chol B'chaveru, he learns that a Gzera Shava from Chol B'chaveru, because by Knas it says tachas, by rape, and it says by Chol B'chaveru, it says tachas. Ksiv hacha, tachas asherina, you have to marry her because you afflicted her, you can't divorce her, ksiv hasam, ayin tachas ayin, by Chovel, ma hasam, lemonim shamik lolaki, it's money and not malchus. Anyway, there's Mamon Malkus, Mamon Sham, Mikol Lalaki. That's the end of Ula. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a second drush. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Tema Choso Nara. No, you could even say that our Mishnah is talking about a Nara, and the Mishnah in Makos, which says you get lashed, is talking about a Nara. Kan Shehisru Bo. The Mishnah in Makos is talking about where you warned him for Malkus, and therefore you get Malkus and not Mamon. Kan Shelo Hisru Bo. Our Mishnah where there was no warning for Malkus, therefore you get Mamon. And a Malkus. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan, I'll take a moment of Malkus. Va'asrube, milkalakim, one of love Misham. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Ula said, if you have a moment of Malkus, you pay money and there's no Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. If you have a moment of Malkus, you get Malkus and no Mamon. But if there's Hasra for Malkus, you get Malkus. If there's no Hasra for Malkus, then you only pay Mamon. Minolay, Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know when you have a moment of Malkus, you have Malkus in that moment? Amar Kra. You only can get one punishment for one maisa. If you have two things, Mamon and Malkus, for one maisa, you're going to get one. And right after that, the pasuk talks about Malkus. So you see, when you get two punishments, Mamon and Malkus, you always get the Malkus. But wait a second, we said about Chol B'chaveru where there's money in Malkus, and there you only pay the money, you don't have the Malkus. And if you want to tell me that if they gave you Hasra for Malkus, even my Chol B'chaver, you'd be Chai Malkus and not Mamon. If you hit somebody a wound that's less than a pruta, loke, hechidam. If there was no hasra on my loka, why is the lesh? El pshit did the asrebe. They did warn you. Time of the lesh shavapruta. And the reason why, you get money in that malchus is because it wasn't a shavapruta. Ispa shavapruta, and one of them is lucky. But if it was a pruta, you'd only be chayv mamon and not malchus. Answers the Gemara, Kedama Rabbi Eloi. Well, we have a special pasuk. Befei shrib zatar edin zom tashlumen. There's a special pasuk telling me edin zom always pays money. Hachanai befei shrib zatar chobel chaver tashlumen. Chobel chaver is an exception to the rule, and we have an explicit pasuk. But everywhere else, it's malchus and not mamon. Chobel chavero and edin zom are exceptions to the rule. Behechei mad Rabbi Eloi. Where do we know Rabbi Eloi did that chobel chavero and edin zomim is an exception to the rule? There you pay money and no malchus. Everywhere else, though, you get malchus and no mamon. Two witnesses come to Bez and they say, Reuven owes Shimon $200, and they turn out to be liars. Lokin umishalmin, they get lashes and money. Shiloshim vin de machzim vin de tashlumin. Divi Rab Meir. So Rab Meir's famous sheet is you get mammon and malchus. Chamorim kala mishalim in a loke by edim zomim, where you pay, you don't get lashes. The name of kala loke in a mishalim. Why is it money and not malchus? Maybe it should be malchus, not money. I'm Rabbi Loi. The Pharisee Rib Satori Zomim Tashlum. There's a Pharisee apostle that says Adam Zomim pays money. Hechem Rib Satori Michti. Ksiv Asisim Lakashim Lavasos Lachim. The Torah says that Adam Zomim, an Ad who's a liar, he's got to, we do to him what he wanted to do to the other person. So Yad Biyad Lamali. Why do you have to add the Pasuk? Nefesh Benefesh Ayim Biyad Shem Shem Yad Biyad. So Yad Biyad teaches me Lamali. Dover Anitim Miyad Liyad. Umayni Umamon. Shows that Aden Zomim, when he's chayv mamon and malchus, he only pays mamon, so it's an exception to the rule. Chovel chaveru nami. So, to when you damage your friend, you injure him. Michti. Ksiv kasher asa kein ye asa lo. It already says you punish the chovel b'chaveru what he wanted to hit somebody else. Kein yinasin bo lamon. The next passage is shevet tachas shevet ayin tachas zayin shein tachas shein kasher yitin mum ba'adam kein yinasin bo lamoli. Why don't I need the pasuk also of kein yinasin bo nesina davarsh sheish bo nesina mayni umamon? It's got to be something that you could give, and namely, that's money. Well, my new moment. Okay, Kamenetsky did the 12-minute daf. I know this went a little bit quickly. It's Motzei Tisha B'Av. There's a lot to say on this daf, but we'll suffice it for this. Maybe if I have more to say, I'll include more stuff in the chat. But here's the 12-minute daf by Kamenetsky. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll be back live Monday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 2:30 p.m. Israel Time. Thank you very much for joining.